I'll be honest with you. As I choose the verses to share with you each day, there are some that I'd rather leave out. Why? Because some of the things that God has to say, well, they aren't all that pleasant. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. And today is one of those days. We kicked off the week at the beginning of Psalm 90, which is a prayer from Moses to God. And those first few verses are delightful. They're full of good news, the sort of news that you and I love to hear. But hard on the heels of that comes this, Psalm 90, verses 7 to 11. Your anger could destroy us. Your anger frightens us. You know about all our sins. You see every one of our secret sins. Your anger can end our life. Our lives fade away like a whisper. We live about 70 years, or if we're strong, 80 years. But most of them are filled with hard work and pain. Then suddenly, the years are gone and we fly away. No one really knows the full power of your anger, but our fear and respect for you is as great as your anger. Yikes! God sees all our sins, the hidden ones, the one we imagine that no one else can see, and they make him angry, on top of which life is a grind, and before you know it, it's over. Just sensational. And in case you missed the bit about God's anger the first time, Moses amps it up and says it again. No one really knows the full power of your anger. But in the face of all that, there's an answer. There's an antidote to the full power of God's anger. Are you ready for it? Let your fear and respect for God be as great as his anger. That's his word, fresh for you today. Living in the fear of God, far from being a burden, is a liberator. And that's what God wants for you and me, liberty in Christ, in him. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.